after having dictating a kind of Kevin Spirits. Kevin, K-E-V-I-N, last name F-A-R-R-I-S. Birth date 8/13/92, dictation 11/9/23. Patient presents with history of lethargy for the past 2 months, stating he's worried about possible lupus. States that he's seen multiple doctors, times five. States his last doctor was 3 days ago. States he's seen a neurologist with evidence of left-sided weakness on the 6th of September, obtaining with MRI and also of his head, and apparently studies of his neck and back told that he has bulging discs and left-sided weakness attributed to that. Without definite follow-up. Also was told that these lesions were causing weakness. His left-sided arm and leg. Also was seen by rheumatologists with more lab, et cetera, without follow-up. Seen two times without definite treatment other than testing. Review of symptoms, reports muscle. Spasms and fatigue, increase with exercise. Also, elevated enzymes, heterophile testing by Dr. Stokes. Told he couldn't tell whether it was a recent or old infection without definite diagnosis. Also describes episodes of dizziness for 1 day back in August, on August the 23rd. That he was seen here on the 6th of September with ultrasounds, lab, etc., without specific abnormalities. Past history of, also with history of increased bowel movements, loose, without diarrhea, also with complaints of paresthesia to extremities, and also with episodes of palpitation. States that he has a history of myalgia and other, quote, issues. When he's 16 years old, was told it was okay. Lives with his social family history, lives with his girlfriend, with 12-year-old son, has been extremely worried and stressed about what's going on with him, has had difficulty sleeping, increased the past 2 weeks. Works at McCoy's lumber yard for 2 years, presently on a leave of absence. Physical exam, general appearance, no acute distress, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat within normal limits, neck supple without masses, heart rather rhythm without murmurs of gallop, abdomen soft without identity or tenderness, back, skin, extremities, and neuropsychiatric, basically within normal limits. Monotest was ordered to be done here and also had lab work to be sent off with extensive testing, including checks for Lyme disease and chronic mononucleosis. In addition to lab work done several days ago, reviewed on his phone with a picture obtained with an elevated Epstein-Barr virus titers, apparently slightly more elevated than testing done 2 months ago, revealed displayed by patient. Impression. lethargy, arthralgia, neuropathy with questionable autoimmune collagen disease, also with stress reaction, insomnia. Patient was given a prescription for Ativan to take for the next several days, twice a day as needed, 0.5 milligrams. Also, advised, also advised returning 1 week to review his lab, and also given a prescription for Lyme disease to take in the interim while waiting for results of testing. Thank you, Dr. Halvedere.